वासुदेवाय ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामय्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीजुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणारघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणाललिता.
टुडे वी आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु डिस्कस् समथिङ्ग् अबौट् भीमा. As our Baldev Prabhu requested that we discuss something on Bhima, even though last 3 days our Radhika Valla Prabhu, Damodar Prabhu and Brachandra Prabhu were speaking sweet Krishna's pastime, where Mother Yashoda is binding Krishna, and from there we are coming to Bhima. Bhima mostly deals with the rasa bhibhatsya. That is the sweetness of Bhima, exhibiting Bhivatsya Ras. So, this is the verse which glorifies Bhima from the third canto, first chapter, text number 37. Chapter is entitled by questions by Vidura.
Kim va kartagheshva agham atyamarashi भीमो हि वा धीर्गतमं विमुञ्च यस्याङ्ग्रिपातं रणभूर्णसेः मार्गं गदायाश्चरतो विचित्रा.
किं ट्रान्स्लेशन् इन् पर्पोर्ट् बै डिवैन् ग्रेस् एसी भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. Please tell me whether the unconquerable Bhima, who is like a cobra, has released his long cherished anger upon the sinners. The field of battle could not tolerate even the wonderful playing of his club when he stepped on the path. Purport. Vidura knew the strength of Bhima. Whenever Bhima was on the battlefield, his steps on the path and the wonderful playing of his club were unbearable for the enemy. Powerful Bhima did not take steps against the sons of Dhritarashtra for a long time. Vidura's inquiry was whether he had yet released his anger, which was like that of a suffering cobra. When a cobra releases its venom after long cherished anger, its victim cannot survive. Hare Krishna. In one place, Srila Prabhupada explains about Bhima. He says, Bhima means one who performs Herculean task. And to perform Herculean task, he eats also. He says, Pete keli pita shoy. He said, one who can eat much, he should carry big burden also. So therefore, Bhima would eat voraciously, but he would perform Herculean task. That is the picture is depicted in the Gita first chapter and in many places in the Bhagavatam by Srila Prabhupada, if you go through his purports. That Bhima, another character of Bhima, is a very practical person. Extremely practical. Unlike Yudhishthira and Arjun, you see, Yudhishthira Maharaj and Arjun also were bewildered in regards to two kinds of dharma. Their bewilderment was not between good and bad, because there was no bad. There was only, the conflict was between doing this good or doing that good. That should we be compassionate? That is also good. Or should we punish? Punishment is also good, and being compassionate is also good. But which is better? So there was a bewilderment. Now at this stage, compassion was not good, punishment was better. Both brothers had some kind of confusion, but Bhima never went to Krishna asking, you know, I'm bewildered. He bewildered by his own quick actions. He is too fast. In fact, it is explained that when they were in the forest, Bhima told his brother, it doesn't make any sense that we stay here for 12 years. You know, why should we stay following the orders of the evil people? It is not that Bhima was, basically when we study Mahabharata, sometimes we feel it's a personal grudge. It's a personal fight between two people. It is not. It is the war between the evil and the good. And those who were good, actually they had the power to control. They were supposed to be the king. But their kingdom was taken away by wrong means, by the evil force. Therefore, retaliating against them was not a personal agenda. A Vaishnava can overcome all the personal agenda. So therefore, Pandavas at times would make this as a personal agenda and try to forget. No, you know, we should not get involved. So we have to understand that when we have a personal problem, and to withdraw from getting involved is a proper Vaishnava etiquette. But when there is a community involved, when there is a country involved, when there is entire society is involved, to withdraw from there, when you have the right, when you have the power, when you have the responsibility, that is not proper. And that's what Yudhishthir and that's what Arjuna were confused about. And it is but natural, because they were extremely compassionate, extremely considerate, extremely sensitive people. And Bhima also is equally like that. But he was very practical. Therefore, he told his brother Yudhishthira Maharaj, he said, look, why should we go along with this rule which has been given to us by evil people? We can go now and attack them and take over the kingdom. And he said, if you are so attached to following the rules, he said, there is a law. Bhima quotes Shastra. He says, there are certain Chaturmas Vratas. If someone is not comfortable performing Chaturmas for 4 months, he is not fit, he is not strong, then the Vedic literature always gives certain flexibility. Vedic scriptures are very, very extremely complex. It means that unless you deal with it maturely, one will not be able to understand. So Bhima said, rather than performing Chaturmas for 4 months, there is a system, you can do it within 2 months. Just like sometime the government punishes 14 years imprisonment, but they are released within 7 years. Why? Because the day and night is considered as 2 days. A day is considered as one day and night is considered as one day. So similarly, Bhima says that we can finish this Chaturmas within 2 months, these stages, and get the credit of performing 4 months. So similarly, we have done, you know, we can actually say that we have finished 12 years of Chaturmas by this method, and therefore we can attack now. He was simply practical, extremely practical. But Yudhishthira Maharaj said, no, we have promised. He took everything as a personal commitment, and his personal commitment sometime would cause problem to the community responsibility. And again, Bhima, even though is portrayed as, Bhima's sound sometimes like Lakshman, makes too much of sound. Always raise the weapon, go and attack them immediately. But in that feeling, there is a lot of sensitivity also. In fact, if you read, when Bhima was staying as a cook in the kitchen of Virat, can you imagine a great prince, powerful wrestler? In fact, to feed him, many cooks were involved. But here now he had to become cook himself. He had to solve his own problem. So he worked as a cook. And one day, one of the relatives of Virat, in fact, his brother-in-law, his wife's brother, you know, he would travel everywhere. He was from some other country, but he was staying in the country of his brother-in-law and he controlled him. Like Shakuni, you know, was staying, he was from some other place, but he stayed in the kingdom of his sister. So therefore, Ramayana explains, whenever you call relatives, distant relatives, and keep in your place, it is guaranteed that it will be destroyed. When you invite relatives who are not qualified, and then give them position, today morning somebody was saying, you know, it is guaranteed that it will only lead to destruction. Mahabharata explains this. So Virata had invited Kichak, and Kichak, in fact, you know, he was like something what's happening in India. He was simply a mute spectator. The complete control was taken by Kichak. So therefore, when Kichak came from somewhere else, he saw Draupadi and he told his sister, I want her. And his sister said, come on, she is the wife of a Gandharva. When she came here, she had told me this. He said, you don't worry, you send her. You send her, sending something with her, and I will deal with her. And Virata's wife, she sends Draupadi with a liquor in her hand to give it to Kichak. And Draupadi said, you can't do this. I have told you. I have asked you in the beginning only. No, no, you just go and give it to him. No, she fell into the trap of Kichak. When Draupadi went to give, you know, he became so obnoxious. He tried to molest her. Draupadi has rescued herself from him. And she came running to the palace where Yudhishthira Maharaj was sitting. Maybe he was playing dice, you know, with Virat or giving him some impractical guidance in this case. And Bhima was also there. And she came running and she told Virat, you are the king and just see what this man is doing. You protect me from him. And Virat, in front of Yudhishthira, said, I don't know what has happened between him and you. So therefore, I don't want to get involved in a private matter. This is there in the Mahabharata. So Bhima was sitting and Bhima looked so angrily, he showed one tree which was just outside, indicating Bhima, Yudhishthira Maharaj, I'll pluck that tree and smash the head of Virat. Maybe Virat also, both. So then Yudhishthira Maharaj said, no, no, you cannot do. The tree which has given shelter, that very tree should not be uprooted. Bhima was not at all happy with this instruction of his brother. So then, and not only Virata did not stop this, actually right in the presence of Bhima, Yudhishthir and Virat, Kichak kicked Draupadi and she was bleeding. You know, it shows how things could be going wrong even though you have all powerful facilities. And Bhima had all the power because of his brother Yudhishthira Maharaj, he had to exhibit helplessness. Therefore, Vidura is very apt here to present that he was holding back, holding back, holding back. He had the power to exhibit, but because of his brother, no, wait, wait, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. When you have the power, you can do it, and you are told by somebody not to do it, and not doing it, that shows how much patience Bhima had. When you don't have a power and you exhibit patience, that is not great. But when you have the power and you exhibit patience, it's a very important principle that when we lose our patience, we want to do something. You know, something is good. But to execute something good, if the surrounding is not favorable, to give up one's patience, I was quoting this before also, or Madan Gopal Prabhu made a very profound comment. He said, this concept of Satyameva Jayate, he said, should not, you know, one should not take it as, okay, Satyameva Jayate means it has to happen in my lifetime only. If it doesn't happen, why should I practice? He said, Satyameva Jayate means what? That Satya will prevail, if not in this lifetime, but in some lifetime. If not in this creation, some other creation. But Satya has to prevail, Satya has to be victorious. He said, if you don't exhibit that patience and give up and try to artificially execute Satyameva Jayate, or you give up, that is height of asatyameva. It is not satya. He said one should have this conviction and confidence. Very, very profound and very amazing. So here Bhima also, at the great power, he could have done it, but he tolerated. He looked, stared at his brother, and Draupadi walked away, Kichak walked away. She didn't know what would happen. And that very night, Draupadi came to Bhima, where he was resting. And she cried. She said, my greatest pain has been having husbands who are dead. They are moving dead bodies. They see, but they don't do anything. She was crying. And she showed her hand. She said, just see my hands. She said, I am making chandan for Virata's wife. He said, I never made chandan for myself. There were so many servants. Sometime I would make chandan for Kunti. Just see my hand. When Bhima sees the hand of Draupadi, you know, if you, just like if you go to a milkman, because of milking the cow, you know, riding the bicycle, their hands are very, very strong and very harsh. So Draupadi's hands had become like that. And by holding her hand, Bhima cries like a baby. That shows his sensitivity. He cries like a baby and he says, I'll break this vow of not being exposed to the Kurus, but I cannot stand you going through all this. He said, today night, I'll destroy this Virat, Kichak. He said, don't worry. So he promised her. And he did it so nicely, without breaking the law, also without anybody getting to know about this. And again, one may say, was he personally angry? Yes, his trait was there to be angry. But seeing what she was going through, Bhima could not stand it. In fact, it is explained, Bhima only explained in during the gambling match. He says, for a man, there are three things. Sat Praja, Sat Karma, and Brahma Vidya. Brahma Vidya, which leads us to achieve eternal perfection. He said, these are considered as three jyotis. Jyotis means lamp, you know, which makes us come into the path of light. And Bhima says, since Draupadi was disrobed by these Kurus, and we were just sitting there and doing nothing, we destroyed the Sat Praja. So he compares Draupadi to a jyoti. You know, she was the jyoti and we allowed her to go through this. It is our sin. He expresses that. And so therefore, he saw it was a very delicate and very risky proposal, because if you are caught killing Kichak, and in fact, in the Mahabharata is amazing, you know, and where, you know, Ramayana is straight, you know, the road, there is no, it's like driving in India, you know, no confusion, in one sense, because you can ask. But in America, if you are driving, if you make one mistake, you go 40 kilometers away. Many times it happened when we were traveling. Devotees would have their, what is that, GP, the GPS, the map, and the, you know, printed paper also, but still they make many mistakes. They take a wrong exit, and then you go round and round, travel 25 kilometers. I think most of the petrol is destroyed in America like this only. So Mahabharata is like that. One, you know, so many intricate details, so many intricate paths are taking place. So here Bhishma, when Duryodhana asked this question, how do I know where are the Pandavas? How do I find the Pandavas? So this is after this incident. And Yudhishthira Maharaj, Bhishmadev said, you can find the Pandavas wherever there is prosperity. Wherever the fruits are succulent, juicy, you know, fruits are produced on the season and they're actually good fruits, vegetables are great, there is a limitless prosperity of grains, everybody is happy, there is no mental disorder, nobody is suffering mental disorder. He said, you see that land. If you find such a land, you know for sure Pandavas are living And then one more thing, which was they had heard news that Kichak was killed by some Gandharva. And if I'm not wrong, it was Bhishma only said Kichaku could be killed only by three people. One is Shalya, I think one is Balaram, and one is Bhima. So therefore, it was a great risk for the Pandavas to do this, because they will send, and sure enough, the Kurus sent people to Virat to attack. So Bhima had to be very careful also, and he was really careful. And he came down there, and he told Draupadi, actually go, it was a dancing hall very close to cremation ground. He found that place. I don't know, very interesting. A dancing hall close to cremation. Cabaret dance. No. So then Bhima sent Draupadi there. Draupadi was, she told Kichak, you come to that place. And when Kichak came, anticipating for sense gratification, the acharyas explain that when you are anticipating sense gratification and one who has controlled his senses, and there is a battle between these two people, it is only a question of time. One who has not controlled his senses, he has to lose. Kichak was as powerful as Bhima with all the resources. Bhima was very powerful without any resources. But he had the proper vision, you know, direction and a reason for what he was doing. And there was unlimited anger. And he had the facilities to release. That is what Vidur, when you hold back, it is very interesting, one who has limitless resources but does not use. It is explained when Ram becomes angry, he doesn't become angry, but when he becomes angry, then you are finished. One who is always angry, nobody takes them very seriously. No, they are barking all the time. Nobody takes them seriously. But here, Bhima was angry, but he was always controlled. Hey, don't exhibit. Yudhishthira Maharaj and Arjuna would stop him. Now there was no Yudhishthira, there was no Arjun. It was an apt situation. He was resting there, disguised as Draupadi. Kichak came, anticipating it is Draupadi. And when he came and he grabbed the hand of Draupadi, you know, he felt, "Arey, why her hand is like this?" That was the beginning of his expectation getting frustrated. And the fight took place, and Vyasdev defines the battle. You know, Bhima was becoming angry. I think he put all that anger which was there against the Kurus in one place at Kichak. You can imagine. So when he fought Kichak, within no time Kichak lost his power. And Bhima killed him. And he didn't stop. After killing also, he took his head and he inserted his head into the shoulders. And then he took both of his legs and he just put it inside, like a children's toy game, you know, sometimes they have. You put everything inside. And he took both the hands and he inserted that also. He made it into a ball. And he kicked it. Must have not played for a long time. And he put it in some kind of a pond there and he called for Draupadi. He said, "Look what happens. One who misbehaves with you." And Draupadi was terrified, even though she was a Kshatrani. She was extremely terrified. And then she left. Bhima left from there. And when Bhima went inside, next morning when they got up, all the Upakichakas were horrified to see. That is Bibhatsaras. Using Bibhatsaras in the service of Krishna. In fact, Rupa Goswami quotes Bhima. When Bhima saw Shishupal become extremely offensive to Krishna, Rupa Goswami gives the two expression of Bhima. He said Bhima became extremely angry. He was hissing. He looked at Krishna and said, "Give me opportunity, I am going to destroy this man." So Krishna stopped him. So because of that, not able to do it, you know, he became frustrated. Another time, in the same place, Rupa Goswami explains, when he did not get the opportunity to kill Shishupal, who was offending Krishna, Bhima was shedding tears. So Rupa Goswami explains, those tears are also an ecstasy in connection to Krishna. So whatever Bhima, Arjuna or Yudhishthira Maharaj did, we should know very well, even though there is a lot of bhibhatsya, but that bhibhatsya is in relation to establishing dharma, in relation to showing affection to Krishna, in relation to showing affection to Krishna's devotees. And therefore, from material point of view, from spiritual point of view, from social point of view, from every point of view, it is perfect. Therefore, it is very interesting in the conclusion of Gita, Sanjay told Dhritarashtra, he said, wherever there is Krishna, wherever there is Arjuna, there is not only spiritual stability, what is there? There is morality. If you talk about morality, he said, there is morality also. Not that it is achieved immorally, there is morality, there is steadiness, there is great determination, there is prosperity also. Therefore, practicing Krishna consciousness cannot contradict morality. Practicing Krishna consciousness, most probably if it is practiced properly, cannot contradict social system also. Bhakti or devotional service is not there to disturb the other aspects of human life. If you study carefully the Vedic literature, it is not. It is extremely cooperative. It is extremely harmonious. Therefore, Bhima's action, you know, was very good because Kichaka, being in that kingdom, in fact, the commentators on Mahabharata explains, Kichaka is like a typical powerful personality who doesn't have the power, you know, has a parallel government, right? The mafias run parallel government. They control the, you know, bureaucrats, they control the ministers. They control everything. They're very powerful. And they actually make, they sponsor people to run government. They sponsor people to run elections. They sponsor people to take into government jobs. So they create such a vicious cycle, it is very difficult to come out of that. And Kichaka was exactly like that. Virata was the king, but who was running the government? Kichaka was running the government. To kill such a Kichaka, it was... Even though if you say it was a personal agenda of Bhima, it was not personal agenda. In fact, he benefited Virat king, the king Virat. So after killing him, next day, when all the Upakichak saw, they were horrified, what is this? And then Draupadi said, I had warned you that if you do something to me, my five Gandharva husband can do anything and everything. So this Upakichak is being very, very friendly to their brother. Just see how loyalty goes. They said, okay, because our brother desired her, let us cremate her also along with her brother. So they were tricking her, you know, forced Sati when she was not their wife also. They were taking her to burn Draupadi along with Kichak. Now it was public, right? Everybody was following for the burial or the cremation of Kichak. And Draupadi called out all the five names of her Gandharva husbands, who are none other than the Pandavas. And who came? Bhima came running, you know, massive body. You know, now he was exhibiting limitless anger. And then in the presence of everybody, he plucked this large sal tree. No? I remember in school days, our teacher used to pluck chadi, no? Small chadi. Similarly, plucked this large tree, you know, that act itself caused fear in the heart of this Upakichak. When he plucked the tree, when he was started swirling it, and when he hit all the Upakichak, all the 100 Upakichak, very powerful, they are simply slaughtered, you know, by the swirling of the tree, all of them, they are dead within no time. And Bhima again disappeared. And then next day when Sairandri, Sudindri, what is her name? What is the name of Sudikshna, the wife of Virat. When Draupadi came there to serve her, she said, you go now, you immediately will leave this place. You know, I don't know what will happen to my husband now. She was very afraid. Draupadi said, don't worry, only a few more days we will stay here. Then my Gandharva husband will take me away. So Bhima, you know, is very interesting that how he was the most important personality in the victory of the Pandavas without having any confusion. Before killing, he had no confusion. While killing, he had no confusion. And after killing, also had no confusion. Arjuna had confusion before killing. When Dronacharya was killed, he was little confused. Yudhishthira Maharaj confused in the beginning, confused in the middle, confused in the end also. Only Krishna was there to help him, to, you know, pacify him. Bhima was not like that. Therefore, in the very first chapter, now Acharyas give a different way, this commentary on the first, on the 10th verse. Duryodhan is showing his phalanx, his army. And one is the material estimation. The false confidence of Duryodhan has been presented by Srila Prabhupada. He says in his Gita lectures, he explains that when Duryodhan said, okay, look, we have 11 Akshvani Sanya, which is controlled by Bhishma, who is very powerful, you know, it is but natural that we'll be victorious. And army which is, in fact, the army was controlled by Drishtadyumna, but Duryodhan was only seeing Bhima. You should understand, Bhima is not the commander-in-chief. But the obsession about Bhima, the hatred about Bhima, you know, Bhima trying to harm them was so much that Duryodhan, you know, his material estimation, the material calculation is going wrong here. And he says, army controlled by Bhima, which is only 7 Akshohini, is very weak. And therefore, victory is guaranteed for us. That is false confidence presented by Duryodhan. And that's what Baldev Vidyabhushan explains. And that's what Prabhupada presents. But other acharyas like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, they see his fear. One who is falsely confident, he is always very, very confident externally. His talks are very powerful. You know, he can try to pep up his people, but behind the back there is great fear. They are split personalities. So such people cannot be trusted. You cannot work with them. They are very dangerous. So Duryodhan is like this. In one hand he is presenting, you know, how Bhishma is powerful. On the other hand, his fear he presents. And what is his fear? His fear is, therefore, how Vyasdev utilizes this word, paryaptam and aparyaptam. Now the word paryaptam means sufficient. And word paryaptam also has the exact opposite meaning. Therefore, Sanskrit and our scriptures, they don't go by text. When you go by text, you make big blunder. How do they give? How do they go? They go by context. Not even by the context, they go by the feelings. They go by the complete surrounding. If you go by the text, it's a big blunder, because paryaptam means sufficient, paryaptam means limited. This is Sanskrit language. Just see that paryaptam means sufficient, paryaptam means limited. Both have exactly opposite meaning. Aparyapta means what? Aparyapta also has the opposite meaning. Aparyapta means limitless, and aparyapta means not sufficient. So just see that we can spend our entire life studying the verses of Mahabharata, Bhagavat, Ramayana. You know, therefore Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur took one verse of the Bhagavatam, first canto, first verse, first chapter. And he kept on speaking for more than 1 month. Why? Because every verse of Bhagavatam, every verse of our scriptures can be seen from so many perspectives. When someone sees from a very flat perspective, he naturally makes a blunder. So here Duryodhan is not only speaking, he is speaking his false confidence, but there is a hidden fear also. And that's what the acharyas bring out. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur brings out. And therefore, what Baldev Vidyabhushan presents and what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur presents is completely opposite. If someone was a novice and a new devotee, he gets to read both of their commentary on the same verse. Baldev Vidyabhushan is the disciple, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is the guru, and the disciple is contradicting the guru, what will he think? Are he the Vaishnava Aparadi? He is doing Vaishnava Aparad against his guru. That will be his conclusion. Right. But here both are seeing from a different perspective. So therefore, even though there is a contradiction in their seeing, but there is no contradiction in their understanding. You can take hundreds of perspective. Very interesting and very beautiful. So therefore, Bhima, now what is the fear of Duryodhan while exhibiting his false confidence? The fear is, he in fact subtly says this to, you know, Drona, Bhavan Bhishmascha Karanascha. What is it? He says this Bhishma, even though is very powerful, much greater warrior than Bhima, but the problem is, he has taken promise that I will not kill any of the five Pandavas. What is the point? The whole war is fought against the Pandavas so that they should be killed. If their warriors are killed, they'll come back again. And without going anywhere, they can kill us. Therefore, I have this very powerful soldier, powerful commander-in-chief, but he has taken promise that I will not kill the Pandavas. On the other hand, Bhima has taken promise that I'm going to kill all the 100 Kurus. So therefore, when he has taken vow that I will not kill 5 Pandavas, and on the other hand, one of the Pandavas has taken the vow that I will kill all the 100, therefore in this case, Bhima is very powerful. Very powerful. And again, you know, in this also there is another presentation he says to Dronacharya also. Same thing Dronacharya said. I cannot kill 5 Pandavas. He said, you are also the same. Bhavan, Bhishma, Karna, you are all same. Why same? Because Dronacharya also said, I can kill anybody but not the Pandavas. And Karna, the best friend of Duryodhan, without even asking Duryodhan, suddenly promised everybody except Arjuna, I will not kill any of the Pandavas. So he had Drona, Bhishma and Karna, but they were all simply a showpiece because they are not going to fulfill the promise, they are not going to fulfill the desire of Duryodhan. So this fear was very strong. On the other hand, Bhima had not made such promise that I'll only kill the Kurus, you know, in this case. He said in any case, whether they attack me or don't attack me, whether they are inside the water or outside the water, I have taken the promise that I am going to kill all the 100 Kurus. And Bhima did not change his mind. Right? He did not change. In fact, when he was fighting Dushyasan, only time little hesitation he had, some feeling. And otherwise only counting scores, 49, 64, 79, 83. In fact, Dhritarashtra was told by Sanjay. Can you imagine what an unfortunate man Dhritarashtra was? He is sitting and listening to the scores of his death of his sons. And he's still surviving. His heart must be really hard. He's still surviving. Not only did he not survive, he was willing to hear the word being called as king. He didn't stop his people calling him as the king after losing all of his 100 sons. That shows how much attachment Dhritarashtra had in holding the position. That was the weakness, you know, he came with his birth. Attachment to that position. I want to sit on that throne. Whether I'm qualified or not, I want to sit. Whether I'm evil or good, whether I'm dying or living, I want to sit there. It took such a great endeavor on Vidura's part, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You know, how many times he came in? How many times he went away? You know, this is the mentality of a preacher. A preacher never gives up hope on people like Dhritarashtra. They keep on trying. You know, the hope for conditioned soul is not their personal endeavor to practice devotional service. The hope for the conditioned soul is people like Vidura. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, he said, there are so many Dhritarashtras in every home. And we need so many Viduras to shake them up and send them to Vrindavan to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Bhima, when he came to, you know, the battlefield fighting against Dushyasan, no, that is the very important battle. Duryodhana was evil, no doubt. But the greater feelings were involved with Dushyasana. Why? Because he had done the same crime as Kichak had done. Not only did that crime, there was no regret. The problem is to sin is one thing. But to create a culture of sinning and to market it, that is modern civilization. No? What is modern civilization? The modern civilization is, you know, to create no guilt feeling in sinning. To create such a powerful market. And you take pride and take guilt feeling that if you don't get to do it. And that was the problem with our children and adults also. You know, if there is no facilities to sin, that is taken as, you know, my parents are holding me back. My parents don't understand me. You know, what is this? They don't allow me to do what I want to do. Just see how much brainwashing is done. So similarly, it is explained that Dushyasan never regretted ever sinning it. In fact, on the other hand, his consciousness was, you know, what is the point of having beauty which is not exhibited? If Draupadi is beautiful, her beauty is meant for exhibition, and if she does not exhibit, that's her problem. It is not our problem. So therefore, when Dushyasana was asked by Bhima, you can imagine Bhima's frustration, Bhima's anger, Bhima's pain. Bhima could have actually forgiven Dushyasana also if Dushyasana said, brother, I made a mistake. Please forgive me. You know, I realize. In fact, Dushyasana was taking pleasure in seeing the pain of Bhima. He was taking pleasure in seeing the anger of Bhima that I am causing pain to him. Even at the time of death. Therefore, when Bhima asked him, which hand was that which touched Draupadi? You know, you are facing death. Can you imagine you are facing death? Just like someone is about to die, he still says, you know, marna hai to sharab peeke hi marenge. We'll enjoy and die. These are all the parampara of Dushyasana only. You know, they deserve no sympathy. They deserve, Prabhupada explains, argumentum bachalam. He said, you don't speak to them. They don't understand the language. So Bhima, as the representative of Dharma, again, it is not personal vengeance. Of course, the people who were hurt were his relatives, but at the same time, he had the power also given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, given by the Dharma, and given by his own family also. He was natural commander-in-chief of the army. Therefore, he had to give the punishment. So when he asked him, which hand? The man says, this hand. He raised his left hand and he told Bhima, yes, this hand was the hand which enjoyed the, you know, the feeling of disrobing Draupadi. And Bhima couldn't take it. Actually, Bhima wanted to kill him, you know, slowly. Like tomorrow when we break Nirjala Ekadashi, when you sip lemon juice, right? Slowly, that increases the flavor and taste. So Bhima wanted to enjoy like that. If you start drinking fast, what happens? You start vomiting. It is not good for health. So Bhima wanted to give him slow, you know, you see, you know, what kind of pain you caused. In fact, some poet in South, he says, he wanted to have the facility of killing in so many ways. First triangulate and kill him, and then bring him back to life. No? And then remove his neck and kill him. And then again bring him back to life. If Bhima had the opportunity, he wanted to do like that, but Bhima couldn't do it. When Bhima heard, he just gave a jerk to his hand. When he gave the jerk, the poor Dushyasana, you know, got benefited. You know, death became merciful to him. In one jerk, he died. Bhima said, my God, oh, death has been really merciful to him. Because I wanted to kill him very slowly. Right. So that is the pain Bhima went through. You know, therefore, Vidura is so interesting asking this question to our Uddhava. Did Bhima, you know, the cobra or the elephant also can maintain their anger for a long time. Only the cows don't maintain. No, they are in fact free from any anger. And Bhima was combination of these two. You know, he had the sensitivity, you know, softness, as I mentioned, You see, throughout the Mahabharata, you know, extreme degree of softness he had. When Abhimanyu was killed, how much Bhima condemned himself? Again he says, because I followed my brother Yudhishthir. Why Yudhishthir? Because Jayadratha was responsible for the death of Abhimanyu. You know, he recollected. When Jayadratha had made the mistake of trying to steal Draupadi, and Daumya was cursing, he said, you cannot do this. And Daumya called out, Draupadi was screaming, some other Bhima came, Bhima grabbed Jayadratha, and he brutally beat him up. You know, destroyed his chariot driver, destroyed Jayadratha, almost about to kill him, because Jayadratha was the son-in-law of Dhritarashtra. And Bhima tied him like an animal, and he dragged him in front of Yudhishthira Maharaj, and about to slaughter him, Yudhishthira Maharaj said, no, don't kill him. After all, he is the, you know, son-in-law of Dhritarashtra. No, so therefore we should release him. And Bhima, with good intention, released. But Bhima regretted when Abhimanyu got killed. He said, I should have not heard my brother. This situation would have never come to us. So you see, Bhima, very interesting. You know, we have no time. We have to go out somewhere. So Bhima is very, very, very powerful, but at the same time extremely soft in his... He's like a cow only. He can be like a tiger and he can be like a cow. Very practical personality. When Dronacharya was not willing to put down his weapons, even though all the sages, Bharadaraj Rishi, Atri Rishi, Gautam Rishi, all of them were telling him, he said, hey Brahmana, this is not your job. You should not be doing it. Put down your weapons. The time has come for you to go out of this place. And even though Yudhishthira Maharaj told him, you know, kind of a cryptical one, that Kunjarova, Marova, still Dronacharya did not put his weapon. If you read Mahabharata, it is not after Dronacharya heard the news from Yudhishthira Maharaj, immediately put down. He was thinking, at least I'll kill some more Viratas and Drupadas. And he did that after hearing also. Then Bhima came and he blasted Dronacharya, left, right and center. He said, you have no shame. You know, after your son getting killed also, you're still wanting to fight. You old man, you know, what kind of job you are doing? He gave heavy dose to his martial teacher. And hearing the heavy words of Bhima, then he put down his weapons. Then Drishtadyumna came and he killed Dronacharya. And Bhima regretted that he died, but at the same time he did not stop the battle. On the other hand, Arjuna became very much affected by that. He condemns Yudhishthira Maharaj, you know, because you wanted to be the king, because you wanted to rule, to the extent you told a lie against your guru, hell with your life. And Arjuna and Bhima became so angry with Yudhishthira. Arjuna, I said, what are you talking? And I said, Bhima is very sensitive but very practical also. He had no guilt. He did not allow this guilt feeling to come when the practical work is going on. When you are doing something practical work, if you become sentimental, you know, nothing gets done. So that is the character of Bhima, very interesting and very powerful. So therefore, you know, he asked Vyasdev, is there any Ekadashi which gives the benefit of fasting of all other Ekadashi? Because it's very practical, he knows that he cannot fast. Prabhupada explains, there is a special fire in the belly of Bhima that continuously burns all the food which comes inside. There is no problem of indigestion for Bhima. He doesn't go for any Ayurvedic doctor for indigestion problem. Why? Because whatever goes in his belly, he has the power to digest. So therefore, Nirjal Ekadashi doesn't make any sense to him. And therefore, Prabhupada also explains about Pandav Nirjal Ekadashi. He says that if you have to fast and sleep, better you eat and work. So Bhima, you know, because somebody scared him, if you do not perform any Ekadashi, then you may not go back to Godhead. Therefore, he told Vyasdev, he asked them, is there any such Ekadashi? They said, okay, there is this Ekadashi. If you do, then you will get the benefit of all the Ekadashi. And Bhima tried. And in the evening time, as it happens to almost all of us, you know, excluding few of our very hardcore fasters, they fast every Ekadashi. For them, Nirjal Ekadashi is no big deal. You know, for them, every Ekadashi is Nirjal and they do it. But for most of us, it may not be like that. So in the evening time, Bhima was so hungry. He said, oh, no, forget his Ekadashi. I don't care going back to Godhead. Now, the problem is now, I need to eat something. And when he was walking towards food, he fell unconscious. When he fell unconscious, when he got up, the paran time had come. So that's how he completed his Ekadashi. He got the benefit of fasting even though he had no strength to fast. This is the power of Bhima, you know, that you know, so much of power is there to eat and to perform Herculean task also. Very obsessed personality in regards to taking revenge for the sake of Dharma. And I also wanted to share something about the cows. You know, recently we had gone to one Goshala. It's very interesting and very, very amazing. That how someone who has the obsession to do something, you know, he has got a limitless avenues to perform. There is one Goshala, we had gone with our school children. And this man, young man, he has saved about 40,000 cows in 7 or 9 years. And you see the cows which are coming from the slaughterhouse, you know, very skinny, very lean and thin. And he brings them and he nurtures them and he serves them so beautifully. And you see them, you know, we saw one bull, so huge. As this came for slaughter, I said, yes, Prabhuji, if you look at it 2 years before, you know, it was so skinny. Now because there is so much affection and love given to that bull, it was looking so gorgeous. And so many such cows and bulls were there. This was one thing. Another more interesting, I had been to this Goshala before, but this time there was another highlight. We saw some crazy people there. Actual mad people. And we were wondering what they are doing here. You know, they were doing something with the cow, Goshala, cleaning cow urine and cow dung. And then some other conversation struck with this point. And he was speaking. He's a typical, you know, village Maharashtrian, you know, from the area where Shivaji Maharaj collected his soldiers, Mawalas. You know, speaks very powerfully. And then he said, hey, bolun gaya tha idea na. Call all those crazy people. And about 25 crazy people, literally crazy people were there. Straight from the street. You know, somewhere, you could see them halfway through getting sanity. And some straight from the street. I said, what do you do with them? He said, almost every other day or once in a week, somebody calls them, calls his father, ek pagal idhar hai, and they put them in their jeep, bring them to this Goshala. And the first thing, this man, young person, what does he do? He buys some shampoo and pours on their body, along with the cloth only. And they bathe them for almost half an hour. After bathing them, he shaves them because no barber would ever shave them. He has a machine, 0 degree, and he shaves them, makes them very clean and gives them new set of clothes and feeds them hot food, vegetarian food. And then they start working in the Goshala. And you should see how they serve. These are 100% crazy. You know, they were cleaning the Goshala in such a way, there was not even one grain of cow dung. Completely clean. And you should just see there one crazy guy. You know, he's scraping all the cow dung and putting it in a basket and then placing that in a place where they're supposed to put the cow dung. And then he goes to, there is a flowing river, and he cleans that so nicely, extremely clean. And he said, Prabhuji, he was telling, ye khule hai na, ye khule, te khule nahi, ami khule aot. He said, these people never run away from work. Never run away from work. He said, there are some women, some men were there. He said, I've never seen, and they're doing it last 7 years. He said, never has been an incident where a man has tried to molest a woman or a woman has tried to tempt a man. He said, never happened like that. It never happens like that. And a greater interesting fact is, within 1 year they become normal. Within 1 year became they normal. When they become normal, they run away from there. And they go home, he said, many times it happens that when they become crazy again, he said, who's making them crazy? He said, the parents. Maa baap tana khule kartat, gaay tana sudarote, he was saying. He said, I have got hundreds of such stories. I said, come on, you should make some story out of this. I said, I never thought because I have no time. He has no time. So many crazy people come. And simply serving the cows. He said, one man, he came from nowhere and he served them. And there was no way they could find out. Eventually, as he was becoming well, you know, they asked him, what's your name? Sometimes they remember their names. You know, this man remembered his name. They had some kind of, you know, identity. And based on that, they found some kind of phone number and they called the family. And the family was jubilant. When the family came, they came in the poshest of the car. And that man was very rich, but he had become crazy. The family took him back and they were so grateful. He said, we have got so many such crazies. One is handling accounts. One is... And one man was very crazy. He became normal. When he went to home, the family did not take him. This man came back. He said, you don't give me any salary. You know, you have made me sane. I want to stay here and give me some food. I will dedicate my life serving these cows. It was very amazing. And I asked him, why did you start doing it? You know, when we induct people, we ask, do you have any mental problem? Right? But here he brings who are unadulterated crazy people. 100% crazy people. Because he said, Prabhuji, I have a confidence that cow seva without motivation. You do cow service without any motivation. I want to serve the cows because I want to be called as the greatest of the cow server. You know, that is the height of craziness. How in this material world, when we come to devotional service also, our background is so nasty. This material education always has an agenda. So even when we come to Krishna consciousness, even when we serve, we are supposed to serve Krishna, but there is some agenda of I should get the credit. I should be the one who should get the credit. That is craziness. But here this mental people have no such agenda. They don't have no agenda only. Their existence is no existence. Because they serve the cows on the order of their master. Almost like 16 hours they serve the cows. And you see the change in them. You know, I recommend everybody visiting there. You know, seeing it. And don't make, you know, this whole PR and other thing is useless stuff. Because here is the man, he has no PR, nobody is doing anything for him. You know, there is obsession for cows. Only those who are obsessed, they can change. No, he doesn't know how to speak also. If you hear his Marathi, unless you are a Maharashtrian, hardcore Maharashtrian, who understand his language, you don't understand anything what he speaks. But there is fire. There is fire in serving. He gets up at 4:30 in the morning. Nobody tells him. There is no register kept there. If you don't write, you'll be writing 108 Mahamantras. No such thing. Personalized inspiration. And when he got married to his wife, he told, look, I'm there with you, but mostly with the cows. If you're agreeing with this, then you can marry me. And sometimes she comes and says, what are you doing? He said, look, this is my life. He gets up at 4:30. And comes to the Goshala, stays there till 11:30, goes back home for 2 hours, comes back. And he made a very interesting point. He said, Prabhuji, in this Kali Yuga, if you really want to do good, your life is curtailed. You have to live a very small life. He said, you can't survive for a long time. He said, I am taking such a risk. You know, I am stopping many criminal people making money. It's only question of time when I'll be killed, but I don't care. At least I know I'm doing something good to the cows. And one incident he said, I'll complete with the craziness. I have to go at 9:30. So this crazy person, I said, why do you start it? He said, my father's father, you know, had some mental problem and he got crushed underneath a train. So then my father felt, he said, a crazy person has an identity. He's not a crazy person. A crazy person must be somebody's father, must be somebody's son, must be somebody's brother, must be somebody's, you know, husband. They have some identity. So therefore, I want to do something for them. Want to give them shelter. So they have their land. So the father started bringing such people to his farm. And the sons started engaging them in the farm by making them serve the cows. And we hear even the doctors, the psychiatrists go crazy by dealing with crazy people. But here is the cow. Well, it's a miracle. It's a science. But who will take it seriously? Because there is no money. There is no money involved. And because there is no money involved, you know, best is to spread it by word of mouth. And then when people go there, he says, you know, don't bring people who are suspicious, who are doubtful in nature. They create a wrong vibration here. You only want those people who love cows, who may be helpless. But, you know, bring such people. You know, I don't want people coming here who are doubtful in nature. And he told, I'll conclude with one story. There is a case now that some cows he had released in 2007. And now the government, just imagine, the government is saying that you have to give these cows back to the butchers. They have some clause, some stupid government clause. He said, you have to give back those cows. He said, I spent 3 years taking care of them. I nurtured them. I fed them. And now they are so nice. You think I will send them to slaughterhouse? Can I survive sending them to the slaughterhouse? About 12 cows and 6 bulls. He said, every night I have a nightmare. If I lose this case, I have to hear that these cows and bulls were slaughtered. He said, I can't. Then he said, why is it happening like this? Why did this happen to me? What did I do? And he took the responsibility personally himself. He said, maybe 2-3 years back, one of the cow which was killed in this entire operation died because of the, you know, disease. He said, I had to drag that cow because I had no resources. Main usko khich ke lekar gaya. So maybe this was the reason, because if it was my mother like that, will I ever drag her? I would never do that. Maybe because I dragged her, there is no difference between a mother and a cow. So maine usko khich kar liya hoga, iske liye abhi mujhe aisa case ko samna karna pad raha. And he almost had tears in his life. He said, therefore, never, if you experience reversal in your life, he said, first judge your own heart, where you went wrong. And he speaks this in not a refined language. He's a rusty, you know, almost like Bhima's character, harsh, you know, sounding Maharashtrian, you know, looks, you know, people call ghati. Yes, he's ghati. But that ghatiness, in the core of his heart, there is extreme degree of affection to the cows. Extreme degree of affection. And amazing, it's just being with him and seeing how he serves the cows and how he is transforming the crazy people into sane people. You know, it was a beauty of how, and he said, Krishna is there. You know, if something comes less to me, something is less, when there is nothing to feed these cows, suddenly people come. Kaise? He said, ek bar, one man comes with a truckload of mangoes, strawberries, barfi, peda. He said, and the cows get to eat that also. A very interesting person. You know, we recommend devotees whenever you get time. You know, you can go and see and try to serve the cows. I was recently in Philadelphia. and one of our devotee, Radha Krishnapu's daughter, you know, she had her son's birthday. No, very interesting, very proud of her. She invited about 150 people, including her husband's colleague, acquaintance also. And what she gave as a return gift? All cow products. Cow products got from our Wada farm. You know, shampoo, soap, and then Dant Manjan, about 6 items. And they wrote a nice brochure. You know, how this cow can help you in regards to maintaining your health and maintaining your connection to Krishna. I said, wow. You know, I've seen her grow up here. A lot of time we quarreled also. No? But now it was amazing. She has such a conviction in America. And if you have the conviction and you are obsessed, you don't care what people think. You only think what Krishna cares and what the Guru and the Vaishnavas care. And if people may say, hey, what is this crazy? Who cares? She gave 125 people. And she was very happy to share that. Very interesting. You know, if we can, if we cannot go and serve like him, but at least we can share the facilities of cow to others so that Go Mata become very happy. And that was the purpose of the Pandavas, to establish the kingdom of Dharmaraja. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.